Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Hey, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So we're continuing and really finishing the halachas discussed in the Mishnah on daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, which was Elu Dvarim Shalev De Kechavim Asurin V'Isuran Iser Hanah. So the Mishnah had given a list of things that are Aser and Aser Bahana because of the affiliation, because of the attachment, the association that they have with Oivdei Koychavim. The most prominent item mentioned in the Mishnah, of course, is Yayin. Now we're discussing probably the second most prominent, and that is Gvina. Cheese of an Oivdei Koychavim is Aser. Mishnah had said that Gvina Spesu Naiki, there was Machloikis Rameir and the Chachavim. According to Rameir, the Gvinois that came from Besu Naiki were Aser Bahana. According to the Chachavim, Eini Suron Iser Hana. And then the Gemara went into a discussion. Why, according to the Chacham, that Gvina Spesu Naiki are not Aser Bahana, but merely Aser Bachila? Why are they in fact Aser Bachila? And the truth is, the question is not only for Gvina Spesu Naiki, but it's for all Gvina Sakum. Why is Gvina Sakum Aser? Meaning, Rameir holds that it's Aser Bahana. We saw the Gemara yesterday. It's because Rameir is Chayish Lemiyuta, and he was worried about the Miyut of Agolim that were Avodah Zarah, and being that the people, when they would make cheese, they would be maimed the cholov in the agolim. There was a possibility that maybe there has in it a little bit of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is aser bahana. For that reason, Gvina Spesu Naiki was aser bahana. But according to the Chachamim, it's not aser bahana, which means that the Isser is not related to Avodah Zarah. L'chura. If it's not related to Avodah Zarah, so then the question is, why is it even aser bachila? So the Mishnah mentioned a discussion, a very interesting discussion, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. And it's kedai to go through it again. Very, very quickly, we'll go through it outside, actually. The Mishnah had said, Shol Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel had asked Rabbi Yeshua, they were walking together, and he said, "Mipnei ma asru gvinos ovdei kechavim." It's Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, asks Rabbi Yeshua, the Av Beis Din. He says, "Why is it that the Chachamim said that gvinos ovdei kechavim are asru?" So he told him back, "It's you ever make cheese? When you make cheese, you take some of the keva, some of the stomach of the animal, and either you put some of the stomach in the milk or you put some of the milk in the keva. But the bottom line is, there's keva of nevela in it. Obviously, if the ovdei kechavim are making it, and as a result, there's nevela." If there's nevela, it should be aser. But Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Shua that can't be, because we know that halacha is that the kohanim, when they would shecht the carbon oil and they'd be makriv the carbon oil, if there was any milk inside the oil, the kohanim were allowed to drink it. Now, some hold that it was aser midrabanan, but midday rice, everybody holds that the milk was something that you were allowed to drink. Why are you allowed to drink the milk? The milk is inside the keva. L'chura, it's something that should be aser. Elamai, you see that if something's in the keva, it doesn't necessarily make it aser. So just like the milk inside the keva of the oila is an aser, l'chura, mehai taima, the milk that we now place inside the keva in the nevela shouldn't be aser either. So Rabbi Shua said, I hear. The reason it's aser is because they're maimed in the keva of Avodah Zarah, meaning it's something that's so chamer. It's Avodah Zarah. It's more chamer than Oila. It's more chamer than Nevela. And that's why they made it Aser. You're right. If the Chashash was Nevela, it wouldn't be a problem because Oila is more chamer than Nevela. And you see, by Oila, it's not an issue. The reason this is a problem is because they maimed it in the keva of Avodah Zarah. But he told him back, if that's the case, why isn't it Aser Bahanas? And now you're coming back to Rameir, essentially. You're telling me there's an Isser Hanah issue. If there's Avodah Zarah problem, then l'chura should be aser bahanah. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer it, but rather Rabbi Yeshua changed the topic, and he quoted about pasuk in Shir Hashirim, and he asked him, how do you read the pasuk in Shir Hashirim? We'll get to that momentarily, but in the meantime, we have a very important Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shaul Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Rav Achdavoy, Amar Rav Hamekadesh Beferesh Shor Haniskol Mikudeshes. If somebody's Mekadesh in Isha, he's Mekadesh in Isha with the excrement of a shor haniskol. So don't try this at home. But that's how he proposed to his wife. He said, I'd like to marry you. I have to give you kesef or shava kesef. I'm going to give you shava kesef. There's no ring. There's no diamonds. But rather this feresh, that's when the shor goes to the bathroom, of a shor haniskol, no less. So the halacha is mekudeshes. She's married. Beferesh egli oivetz kechavim. If, however, he was mekadesher with the excrement of an egel that was avodah zarah, ain't a mekudesh, it's not mekudesh. Now, what's the shayla? What does a shor haniskol and an egel of Avodah Zarah have in common? They're both asur b'hanah. Isuri hanah is considered to be valueless. If you can't have hanah from it, what value does it have? So if someone's mekadesh with a shana niskel, of course the kedushin is not chal. If someone's mekadesh with an egel of Avodah Zarah, of course the kedushin is not going to be chal. What happened over here was the person was mekadesh not with the shana niskel, not with the egel that was Avodah Zarah, but rather with the ferish, with the excrement, with what comes out of it. And the shail is, is it considered part of the animal, or is it not considered part of the animal? If it's considered part of the animal, it's asur b'hanah. You can't be mekadesh with it. If it's not considered part of the animal, then it's not going to be asur b'hanah. You could be mekadesh. And Reb Achtavoy said in the name of Rav, it depends. Sometimes the ferish of a surei hanah is considered asur b'hanah, and sometimes it's not considered asur b'hanah. If it's from the shara niskal, it's not viewed as isur hanah. If it's from avodah zarah, it is viewed as isur hanah. Thus, ein mikudeshes. And the Gemara says, why? What's the chilek? They're both asur b'hanah. Manoshach, the ferish of isur hanah. Is it isur hanah? Is it not isur hanah? So the Gemara says, I can tell you two reasons. Iba yisei mesvara, viba yisei makor. Iba yisei mesvara. If you want, I can explain to you with a svara. Gabi egli, avodah kechavim, nichalei benafchei. If somebody brings an animal avodah zarah, he wants the animal to be fat. He wants it to be a gebifta animal. The more gezint it is, the more chashuv his hakrav is. As a result, he feels that this ferish, which essentially makes the eagle a little bit fatter, is actually chashuv. Being that it's chashuv, he gives it a chashivus. We look at it as being part of the animal, thus it's going to be asur b'hanah. That's why if someone's mekadesh beferish egle v'yis kechavim meinim mekadeshes, I will go shara niskal nichalei benifke. But a shara niskal, fat or skinny, he doesn't care. He doesn't care how big the shara niskal is. By avodah zarah, it's nichalei. Being that there's no nichalei, we look at it as being independent. It's separate of the animal. If it's separate of the animal, it's not considered isurei hanah, despite the fact that the animal itself is considered isurei hanah. So that was a svar. You might say, Marko, or I can explain it to you with a pasuk. It says by avodah zarah, not only can you have anah from avodah zarah, but it says the word meuma, and meuma says Rashi, last Rashi on the Omid, vafilu perish. It's coming to be marba. Even this that you would think is maybe not part of the animal, even that is considered part of the animal. Similar to like we have parsha zocher, timcha, zecher amolik, zecher, everything. La yidbak biyotcha meuma. It's coming to be marba. The rabbi is even the ferish. Because if awesome, but the shor niskel, you don't have that. It says sokol yisokol lashor v'lo yiyocheles b'sarei b'sarei aser avol pirsha guteres. Only the basar is going to be mutter, but the ferish itself is going to be mutter. So iba yisem a svar, iba yisem a krop. But what's the bottom line? Stami surei hana, such as by a shor haniskel, the ferish is not considered part of the isurei hanah. So that the halach is, if someone's mekadesh an isha, for example, with the ferish of a shor haniskel, we'll have dafki shor haniskel. Any isurei hanah, the halach is, the kedushin is going to be chal. It's dafka by avodah zarah, iba yisei masvara, because the person that is makriv, his animal avodah zarah, wants it to be as big as possible, thus he gives chshivus to the ferish, that it gives it the status as being part of the animal, or it's learned that from the pasuk yidbak biyotcha meuma l'rabbis afilu ferish. But the bottom line is, when it comes to being mekadesh with the ferish of avodah zarah, within the kedushin is not going to be chal. Oh my, Rava said travayu tanini. I can prove both of these halachas, both halves of what Rav Achdavoy said in the name of Rav from our mission. Why? It's me the kamal of nation be the mekavas nevela v'kama hadolei v'akavas oil chamura mekavas nevela michal di suri hana sharu pirshayu. What did we say? The Mishnah, we saw that the Kehanim, Midday Raisa for sure, and maybe even Midday Rabbanon, were allowed to drink the milk that came out of the Keva. Now, the milk that's inside an animal after you shech the animal is analogous to the ferish. It's the same thing. The ferish is in the animal, but it's not really part of the animal. It's not one of the limbs, not one of the evarim of the animal. The milk is in the animal, but it's not one of the evarim of the animal. And what was the halacha? The halacha was that the cholov that's inside the oila, if the kohen can handle it, if he's not queasy, drink it. Maybe not mid rabbanon, but midday raisa for sure. There's absolutely no issue. Why? Because we look at it as ferish. So you see ferish of an oila's mutter, not oila's isurei hanah. So you see that the ferish of the oila is not viewed as isurei hanah. And at the same time, what else do you see in the Mishnah? Midah kamalei. What was Rabbi Yeshua's response? Rabbi Yeshua said, you're right. The reason gvina is aser is not because they put it in the nevela. It's because they put it in avodah zarah. Mipnei shemamida noisa bekevas egle avodas kechavim. And what did Rabbi Shmuel tell Rabbi Yeshua? V'kamahadalei, he told him, imkein lamalei asru b'hanah. Why didn't they make it aser b'hanah? Meaning if there's a chshash of keba, now the milk should become asur b'hanah. Mechal the vaydus kechavim asur pirshayu. So you see from here that the milk would be asur b'hanah, so that the ferish should be asur b'hanah as well. Either way, freik the gemara. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yishmael had this back and forth. The discussion was, Gvinas Akum, Gvinas Beisunaiki, why is it Asa B'Achila? Rabbi Meir held it was Asa B'Hana, clearly related to Avodah Zarah. The question was, why, according to the Chachamim, that we're not concerned with Avodah Zarah, they're not Chayesh L'miyuta, as we saw in yesterday's daf, so there's only an Isra Achila, why is there in fact an Isra Achila? So Rabbi Yeshua took a few stabs at it, and at the end, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Mipnei shemamid enoisa bekevas egle avodas kechavim. And Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Yeshua the perfect response. He said, if that's the issue, then it should be also b'hano as well. I mean, you're coming back to Rabbi Meir, essentially. You're telling me you're worried about avodas zara. So if you're worried about avodas zara, just like Rabbi Meir held gvinas beisunaiki also b'hano, because of the chashash avodas zara, then all gvinas akim should be also, or you too at least should be minded that gvinas beisunaiki should be also b'hano. So what did Rabbi Yeshua do? He changed the topic. Frank the Gemara, why did he change the topic? He could have given him an answer. He should have said, Mishum the Lesili Surabene. Why didn't he say that the only time Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hana, that's if you have a tangible piece of Avodah Zarah. So you have a piece of meat from an animal that was hukra of Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Asa B'Achila, it's also going to be Asa B'Hana. But if you have just the tam of Avodah Zarah, because you have bliyos and pleitos, but it's not a dover mamoshi, it's not be'en, you can't touch it, you can't feel it, you can taste it, but you can't feel it, maybe over there there's no Isser Hana. Why didn't he answer that? It's not a bad answer. So fake the Gemara, l'chura, Rabbi Yeshua had to change the topic, he could have given him an answer, he could have told him that that's the reason. And not just that, the Gemara says, I'll give you precedence for it. Because earlier in the Mishnah, these are not easy Gemaras, but earlier in the Mishnah, we had the halach of Murius. Murius was this fish, Taruvois, where the halach is that the murv yusuf of balabayas is aser of an umin it's mutter. Why was it aser, the murv yusuf of balabayas? Because there's a little bit of yayin esach. There's a chash al koponim that they mixed yayin and maybe the yayin is troubling. So the bottom line is, it's going to be aser. Stating that, the rabbanon hold that murius is only aser b'achila. It's not aser b'hana. Rameir holds it's aser b'hana. But the chachamim held that it's only aser b'achila. It's a freak the gemara, murius rabbanon le'esru b'hana, my time, why isn't not Asa B'Hana? If you're worried about Yayin is always Asa B'Hana. So how come it's not Asa B'Hana? Lav Mishum D'Lesi L'Isur B'Enei, presumably. Because even though the halach is that Yayin is Asa B'Hana, but that's only if it's B'En. But if all you have is a blia or a plate of Yayin or a tam of Yayin, maybe over there it's not going to be Asa B'Hana. So say the same thing over here. Says the Gemara Amri. No, here the Chacham held it was different. Here Rabbi Yeshua felt you can't say that. Meaning it's true. Maybe Murius, the reason it's only Asa B'Achila, not Asa B'Hana, is because the yayin, which is really asa b'hana, is not be'en. And when the isuri hana is not be'en, it doesn't create isuri hana. But here, it's different. It's the same thing. The isuri hana is from the eagle that was avodah zarah, and it's not be'en. You just took the milk, you put it in the keva, and you're worried about there being a little bit of something in it. You can't see it. It's there. It's nice and tam, maybe, but you can't see it. So if you can't see it, l'chura, it's not be'en. Mara says, tremendous far. Kivan the ukme kamoikim chashiv lekamand isili sur beinet. It's true, you don't see the avodah zarah, but you see the impact of the avodah zarah, because the keva that was avodah zarah took the cholov and it converted it to cheese. How do you go from cholov to cheese? The keva. That's what created this chemical reaction. So if the keva did something, and you see the toitzah, the result of what the keva did, in halacha that's called be'en. Super lumdus. Even though it's true, you can't see it. I don't see the avodah zarah. But I see the effect of the avodah zarah. So if you see the effect of the avodah zarah, it's as if the avodah zarah is here right now. Like tzadikim b'misasam kruyim chayim. They're not alive, but their effect is alive. They're chayim v'chayim. It's true, you don't see it. It's not be'en. But what do you see? You see cheese, and the cheese is here only because it's a toitzah of the keva. That makes the keva of Avodah Zarah being ben. Thus, you can't tell me this svara that it's not Asa B'Hana, because it's not ben. It is ben. If it's ben, so Rabbi Shmuel had a great kasha to Rabbi Yeshua. Don't tell me cheese is Asar because you're worried about Avodah Zarah. If you're worried about Avodah Zarah, you would have made it Asa B'Hana. You know that's not the right reason. So either way, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, they go back and forth. Why did the Chachamim say that Gvinas Akum is Asar? By the way, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua just say that the reason Gvinas Akum is Aser? Because Cholav Akum is Aser. So if Cholav Akum is Aser, Memela Gvinas Akum is Aser. But is that so true? Is Cholav Akum Aser? Cholav Stam, Tachlis. Is it Aser? No, we'll get to that. But that's something that the Rishonim discussed. But either way, Gvinas Akum, Rabbi Yeshua had a few attempts why Gvinas Akum should be Aser. At the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel responded to everything that Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yeshua didn't give Rabbi Shmuel a good answer. So what did Rabbi Shmuel do? What do you do if you're stuck? He changed the topic. So he changed the topic. He said, you know, let me ask you a question. He says, Amala Yishmol Achi, Heich Atokaira. How do you read? The pasuk says right in the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Yishakeinim Inashikas Piyu, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyoyim. Now, it's a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Shir Hashirim is a mashal. And the man in the mashal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the woman in the mashal is Knesset Yisrael. And Knesset Yisrael is talking to Hashem and saying, Yishakeinu Minashikas Piyu, Miloshen Nishika, kiss me, ki toivim doidecha miyayin. And Rabbi Shua asked Rabbi Shmuel, I have two ways I can read this pasuk. I can read the pasuk that Klal Yisrael is telling Hashem, ki toivim doidecha, ki ilu doidecha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sweeter than wine, or maybe fakert. It's not doidecha, but rather it's doidayich loshen akeva. Now, why would Klal Yisrael, who's the akeva, be talking about doidayich nekeva, their own Adam, that doesn't make sense. What they're telling Hashem is, Hashem, you told us, ki toivim doidayich miayin. So therefore, yishakeinim inashikas piyus. That was what he told them. How do you read it this way? You read it that way. So he told them back. They were able to be machriyat from the next pasuk. Now, at first glance, what was he trying to say? L'churi, he was trying to change the topic, and he was trying to ask him a hard question, a hard dicta question, something that was going to require him to start thinking about something else. It's like this, he'd go away from thinking about Gvina. But first, says the Gemara as follows, Mikey, Toivin Doidecha Miyayin. What does it mean? Kiyas Rav Dimi Yomar. Amr K'nes Rolf Nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shalayilam. Arevim Olai Divrei Doidecha. Divrei Doidecha. Rashi says, Divrei Soifrim. Doidecha Miloshin. Not Dadim. But Miloshin Anile Doidi. The doidi li, doidecha, the ones that you love. Who does Hashem love? Divrei Seifrim, the Talmid Chachamim. Yoyse Miyena Shal Torah, that the Divrei Seifrim is more geshmak than Yena Shal Torah. What was Rabbi Shmuel then, or Rabbi Yeshua then trying to tell Rabbi Shmuel? He was quoting this pasuk because there's an innuendo in this pasuk to the idea, to the chshivas of Divrei Seifrim. So the Chachamim said, Tvinas Hakim is Aser, and you have to realize, Divrei Soifrim is a raven Allah, Yoyse Miyenish al Torah, Divrei Torah Shabbat Pez, even more Chashim and Torah Shabbat Pez. We have to be careful when we talk about Gzeres Chazal. But either way, Maishna Haikra Deshaili, why do you ask him from this Pasuk? And the way the Marshal explains it, that even though clearly there was a double meaning over here, meaning he threw this pasuk at him, number one, to distract him, and number two, to make a point. The point was, you see in this pasuk, the chshivas of Divrei Seifrim. So Rabbi Shmuel, you're asking me a lot of good kashas, but the bottom line is, we have to be careful. We can't be mezalzel on takanas chachamim. But the Gemara says, still, there are other psukim, meaning that's the way the Marshal explains the Gemara's kasha that he could have thrown at him. Psukim that are more confusing, psukim that are a little bit more direct in terms of showing the chshivas of not being mezalzel in Divrei Seifrim. I'm Rav Shimon ben Pazi, because you know what the punchline of this pasuk was? V'tem Rav Shimon barabi mireisha dekra kamale, yishakeinim inashikas piyu. That was the real part of the pasuk he wanted. Amar le yishmol achi, chashoy ksif soysecha zu bazu, close your mouths like you do when you kiss someone, val teval lahashiv. And don't ask any questions on this gzera. So that was why he threw this pasuk at him. He liked the beginning of the pasuk, Rabbi Yeshua did. Yishakeinim inashikas piyu, which means close your mouth, don't ask questions. The end of the pasuk, ki toivim doidecha miyoyin. He liked that for two reasons. Number one, it's confusing, so it was distracting. And number two, in that pasuk, you see the chashivos of Divrei Seifrim, even Yoyse Miyena Shal Torah. So he wasn't just throwing some random conversation. What do you say about the weather? That wasn't what Rabbi Yeshua was doing. He was doing it to a degree. He was diverting his attention. But there was a tifkeit, there was a pinimius in the pasuk that he was quoting, both from the reish of the pasuk and from the seif of the pasuk. The reish of the pasuk, yishakeini, like when you kiss someone, you close your lips. Don't ask questions. Number two, toivim doidecha miyoyin, realize this is divrei seifrim. The Rabbanon's even is very, very chashiv. Yoyse miyena shal Torah, even more than the Iker Torah Shepiksav, says Rashi. Either way, but the Gemara says, my time, what's the big deal? What was Rabbi Yishmael doing so wrong by asking Rabbi Yeshua questions? Now, what did Rabbi Yishmael do at the end of the day? He said, why did the Chachamim say Gvina Sakam is also? I don't understand. Ramey is worried about Avodah Zarah. Okay, the Chachamim aren't worried about Avodah Zarah. How do I know? Because they said it's only Asa B'Achila, it's not Asa B'Hana. If they're worried about Avodah Zarah, it would be Asa B'Hana. Obviously, they're worried about something else. What are they worried about? And Rabbi Shmuel doesn't want to tell him. He told him things that Rabbi Shmuel was very easily able to deflect. Rabbi Yeshua knew the real answer. He just didn't want to tell him what the real answer was. And then finally, when when Rabbi Yishmael seems to have Rabbi Yeshua cornered, and he has no way of not telling him the real answer, he just changes the topic, and he says, "Freignish as I feel kashrus. Let's talk about something else. What's the big deal?" Amaru levitemir Rabbi Yishmael barab gzeira chadashi ve'ein mefakfet fin ba. The reason is because it was a gzeira chadasha. It was a recently instituted gzeira, and being that it was a recently instituted gzeira, the rule is that when the chachamim would make a gzeira, they would not reveal the time. No one was allowed to know. So the chachamim would make a gzeira, and they would issue it without revealing anyone. Even Rabbi Yishmael wasn't allowed to know the reason. Rabbi Yishmael knew. Rabbi Yishmael was part of the Bezdin that made the Gzeir. But Rabbi Yishmael himself, so the context is a little different. The context is that the Chachamim just issued this unbelievable decree. Gvinos Akim, no, it's all over. You can't eat Yichol. You have to throw out half your refrigerator. So Rabbi Yishmael meets Rabbi Yishmael and he says, "I'm going to get their answer. I'm going to find out why." He says, "What's the reason?" And he won't tell him. And first he says, Kevis Nevela. Rabbi Yishmael says, "I know it's not about Kevis Nevela because Kevis Oyla is Mochamra. We're not worried about Kevis Oyla. Why are you worried about Kevis Nevela?" Then he says, "All right, it's Kevis Avodah Zarah." He goes, "I know, Rabbi Yishmael, it's not about Kevis Avodah Zarah because then it'd be Asabahna. You never said it's Asabahna." And finally he says, "Just Ginikshon, Ki Toivim Doidechem Yayin, Yishakedim and Ishikaspiu, Machazai. I'm not telling you. What's the big deal?" So you see, that's the context. The context of Yishmael is trying to get the reason for it. But the reason you wouldn't tell him is because that is the rule. You do not reveal the time of Gzeira while it's still Chadasha. So says the Gemara, okay, Tachlis, my Gzeira. So now it's not Chadasha anymore. Now it's already 2,000 years later. So now we're allowed another reason. Why is Gvinas Akumasar? And we're going to have about six reasons from here until the Mishnah on Amid Bey. Zok, the Gemara, Amrab Shubba Pazar, Amrab Shubba Ben Leith. The first reason. Mishum Nikor. We're going backwards. It's because of Mashkim Megulim. So you remember the halacha mashke megulin, daflamed aleph, where the halacha is that if you leave a mashke exposed overnight, there's a chash that a nachash maybe was matal neres. Today we don't have to be worried about it, but once upon a time it was a real concern that the nachash may have been matal neres, it may have deposited a little bit of venom, and it's dangerous. How do you make cheese? Milk. So there's a concern that the milk that was used to make cheese may have had a little bit of venom in it, and as a result, that's gonna be the issue. So the issue is mishum nikor. You're worried that a snake may have been menaker. And by the way the Rishonim explained it is twofold. Number one, it could be the snake got into the milk before it became cheese, or maybe right after the cheese was made, so it's still a little bit moist, so maybe at that point it was menakarit. But the point is that you're worried about megulim. But the Gemara says, "Vale malei mishum nikar." So why didn't he tell him that? So the Gemara says, "Well, we just spoke out because kidulu dama uluk he goes exir to be my rabba the megalu taima tracy archishas because he wasn't allowed to tell him for the first 12 months. Why? Dil meikah inish tole svirle vasil zazuliba because maybe there's someone who's not going to like the reason and he's going to be mezalzel once the decree is in place, you don't have to worry about these things anymore. But until it's in place, over there, you do have to worry about it. Megad Barab Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Kasha, if you tell me the reason that Gvinas Akim is awesome. Why? Because you're worried about Megulim. Then I have a very easy way to not have to worry about it. Elamayato Yavsha Tishteri. Yashon Tishteri. If the milk drives out, then it shouldn't be a problem. Or if it's aged, it shouldn't be a problem. Dam Rab Chanina Yavish Mutter Eimanicha Liyavish Yosha Mutter Eimanicha Liyashin. The Metzias is that if you have a mashka that has eris of a nachash in it, it can't dry, can't turn into a solid. It also can't age. So if that's the case, that there should be hechitimtzas, there should be a fanim where gvina should be mutter. If you know that it had aged, or if it turned into cheese, then l'chura, isn't that a sign that there was no eres? And if there was no eres, it shouldn't be also. I'm Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, l'fishni efsha l'baloi tzichtzuchei chalom. It's machlek is Rashi Tosfos, what this Gemara means. Tosfos is the easier pshat. Tosfos says that it could be that the venom somehow got stuck between the gumois of the gvina. That's how it was able to turn into cheese and to dry out. So just because it became gvina isn't a raya that there was no eres in there, and therefore it's still going to be awesome. But either way, the first reason the Gemara seems to give for why Gvinas Akim is awesome, it's related to Megulim. Mishmul says, Mibneshim Amida Noisa Ba'ar Kivas Nevela, a different reason. The reason it's awesome is because they used to be Maimid the animal in the oir of the Kevas Nevela. Not the Kevas Nevela, but the oir of the Kevas Nevela. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Shmuel that the reason Gvinas Akim is Asar is because when they make cheese, they put it into the Keva, the stomach of the Nevela. But essentially, That wasn't real. That wasn't a real chashash. Why was that not the real chashash? Because the keva of the nevela is like feresh ba'alma. Being that it's like feresh ba'alma, that's why you could drink the challah from there. It's feresh ba'alma, therefore it wasn't a problem. But the skin, the ur that surrounds the keva, that is not feresh. That's considered part of the animal. So Shmuel said that what the Ovdei Kechavim used to do is they used to put it into the ur of the keva's nevela, and the ur, that's already an issue. So the feresh, what was discussed in the Mishnah, the keva, which was discussed in there, that's feresh. That's not an issue. But the ur of the keva, that's already a problem. Okay, good reason. But the Gemara makes a diak. Keva gufa shaya. It sounds like Shmuel holds that the keva itself would be mutter, which seemed to be the maskana of the Mishnah, right? The keva wasn't the problem, just like the keva of the oila wasn't a problem. But the Gemara says, "Mia, Mashmul Hakad, Shmuel really said, if a time we learned to the Mishnah, keva so evike chavim, vishal nevela, harezu asur." So this is a Mishnah, Mesechtes Chulin. The Mishnah says, the keva of an Oved kechavim and of a nevela are asif. Avinam ba, the otu da evike chavim lav nevela, lechura, when a guy shechts, the keva is going to be mela be nevela. So why are we calling it two things? The keva of the Ovei Kechavim and the keva of the nevela. Aren't they one and the same? But Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Chadik Tani, you're right. The way you read it is as one. Kevas shchitas Ovei Kechavim nevela a surah. When a guy shechts, the keva is a nevela and it becomes us. Meaning it's not two things. The keva of an Ovei Kechavim and the keva of a nevela. But it's one thing. The keva of an Ovei Kechavim is a nevela. Thus, therefore, it's going to be awesome. What do you see from here? That even the keva is awesome. So it's funny that Shmuel says the Gemara would say that they had to be maimited in the oir of the keva in order for it to be a problem. Doesn't Shmuel, the way he explained that Mishnah, Masechtas Chulin, hold that even the keva itself is awesome? The Gemara says, like Kasha, Kan Koidim Chazara, Kan La'acha Chazara. That was our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there was a shakla v'tarya between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the cave of Nevela was Aser or the cave wasn't an Aser. Well, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua the question, why is Kvinas Akum Aser? What did Rabbi Yeshua answer? Because they're maimed in the cave of Nevela. And then Rabbi Shmuel told him, no, the cave of Nevela is not a problem. I know that from the Oila. So he said, you're right. It's related to Avodah Zarah. So you see, there's a before and after in the Mishnah. There was a before and after. There was a time in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yeshua seemed initially to think, unless he was just diverting him, but the Gemara is now learning that he really thought that the cave of the Nevela was Aser. It was Rabbi Shmuel who proved to him from the Oila that the cave is really not Aser. So this Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, the way Shmuel's learning it, was all in the Havamin of Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Yeshua originally told Rabbi Shmuel that the cave was really Aser. According to that, this Mishnah is true. Keva shchitas oivik echavim Nevela Asura. But when Rabbi Shmuel proved to Rabbi Yeshua that that wasn't right, Shmuel came around, and Shmuel said that Mishnah must be wrong. If that Mishnah is wrong, then Kevas Nevela is really not an issue. What is the issue? Only the Ur of a Kevas Nevela. And that's why Shmuel said that. You want to know why Gvinas Akav is also, not because they're maimed in the Keva, they're maimed in the Ur Keva. There's a Mishnah where you see when the maimed in the Nevela, that Mishnah is all in the Havamina. Now, if the Mishnah is in the Havamina, so why didn't they just erase this Mishnah? The Gemara asks the Kasha, Mishnah Loizazah Bim Kaima. Once the Mishnah was in place, the Mishnah was in place. It's true, there is a Mishnah where Shmuel was mefarish as saying that the cave was aser, but that was all in Rabbi Yeshua's original taina to Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. But lafia emes, the cave is not an issue, it's the oir of the cave. Rab Malkiya mishmeid Rab Adabara Hava, a third reason. The Ovdei Kechavim, when they used to make cheese, they would smear it with fat of a chazer. That's the key word, b'shumen chazer. They would smear it with the fat of a chazer, and as a result, you have a nisa chazer, that's why it's going to be aser. By the way, who just said this? Rav Malkiya. So usually when the Gemara mentions Rav Malkiya, so we have the Gemara's disclaimer. There were two Amiram in Shas. One was Rav Malkiyoi, one was Rav Malkiya. They each said three halachas, and you have to remember which one is which. So this is Rav Malkiya, by the way. If you look at the Gemara, Chavtes Amid Aleph on the bottom, that was the last time we had it. The Gemara said Bluris, Ephraim Mikla. What was the third one? Ugvina, Rav Malkiya. So Gvina is Rav Malkiya. That's this halacha right here. So the last one we had was Bluris. And here we have Gvina. This is one of the three that are Rav Malkiya. Rav Chizda said, another Pshamet Neshem Amid and Oysa B'chaymetz, because they used to be maimed in vinegar. And the vinegar in the times of Chazal was spoiled wine. That's essentially what it was. That means it was once yayin. So you have any issues of yayin. Rav Nachum by Yitzchakom, they used to be maimed with the sap of fruit that was Arla. Arla is Aser. Therefore, there's a problem. Kiman zok tigmar ki aytan. That only works according to one tanya. Now we learned in a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Arla. Reb Leza Omer. Reb Leza says, "Am I mid the traf Arla Aser? If somebody makes cheese using the sap of Arla, it's Aser. Neishu peri, because the sraf the sap of the fruit is like the fruit itself. Therefore, it's going to be aser. Meaning, it sounds like then that the whole Isik Vinas Akum is only according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, no, I feel between Rabbi Yeshua. I can't let Paul Rabbi Yeshua about Rabbi Eliezer, El Abikit for the Guza. Even Rabbi Yeshua that argues with Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah in Arlo, he only argued with the sap of the wood. So the wood, the bark of the tree, if you take that sap, he holds that's not Arlo. So if you make cheese from that, that's not an issue. Avo bekat for the peri moidi, but the sap of the fruit itself, he's going to be moida. V'ha'inu detanam. By the way, that's pshat in another mishnah in Masechtas Arlo, where the mishnah says, "Amr Rabbi Yeshua, shamati, I heard the fish. Maimed b'srafa olin, u'b'srafa ikimut." Yeshua said it clearly. If someone makes cheese using the sraf of the leaves of a tree or the root of the tree, it's not a problem. B'sraf ha'pagin, but if he uses the sap of fruit, even unripened fruit, aser, mibnei shu peri, because it's a peri. But the bottom line is, that was what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, that the reason the cheese of a goy is aser, because they used to be maimed it, not with nevela, not with avodah zara, they used to use arla. And arla is also macholos asurais. And they would use the sraf, the sap, of the fruit of the arla. And even though there's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, whether sraf arla is asur or mutter, that's the sraf, that's the sap of the leaves, the sap of the bark of the tree. But in terms of the fruit itself, even Rabbi Yeshua, he said mefurish, shamati, I heard beferish, that it's going to be asur. So this is something that's asur according to everybody. Bottom line is, so the Gemara gave a whole list of reasons why Gvinas Akum is asur. Either it's related to Magulim, or it could be it's related to the fact that they used to be maimed with the oil of the Kevas Nevela, which would make it aser. It could be, like Rav Malkiya said, that they used to smear it with the fat of a chazer. Rav Chizda said that they used to be maimed it using chaymetz vinegar, which was previously wine. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok said it's because they were maimed it with sraf of a fruit that's or freak the Gemara. Beilu Rav Chizda, Beilu Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Titzer Bahana. According to the first pshat, that it's also Mishum Megulim, I understand why it's only aser b'achila. Megulim is not aser b'ana. Megulim is only aser b'achila. According to Shmuel, that said he's worried about the or of the kevas nevela, it's related to Issa Nevela. Issa Nevela is Issuri Achila. Issa Nevela is not aser b'ana. According to Rav Malkiya, that said it's related to the Shuman of a Chazer, I also understand why it's only aser b'achila and it's not aser b'ana. Because Chazer is aser b'achila. Chazer is not aser b'ana. But according to the latter two pshatim, Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Chizda said it's also because he worried about the chaymetz of a guy. Chaymetz was yayin. Yayin's also b'ana. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it's because you're worried about sraf of arla. Arla is also also b'ana. So tits are b'ana for the Gemara. Why is it only also b'achila? B'churi to be also b'ana as well. And the Gemara says kasha. What does kasha mean? So Rishonim always speak out. What's the difference between tufta and kasha? Tufta means there's no answer. Tufta means checkmate. Kasha means there's an answer, but it's a little bit of a dochuk. The Gemara, for whatever reason, doesn't want to give the answer. But whenever there's a kasha, you can really harava and try to figure out what the teretz is. It's a daichik, but you'd have to know what the teretz is. Either way, Zakhtu Gemara, Darish Rav Nachman, Breda Rav Chizda. So this is the calm before the storm. Before we learn the next Mishnah, which amongst these sugyas and these Mishnayas is probably the Mishnah with the hey idea in terms of halacha l'maisa, so we have a little divrei agada. So we mentioned Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. So we'll mention Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, L'reach shmanecha toivin, shemen turak, shmecha, alkein alomois ahevucha. Zokh t'gimar darash anachem bereder av chizda. Maidik siv l'reach shmanecha toivin. L'ma Talmud Chacham daim l'tzucha shal pleitin. Why is a Talmud Chacham compared to a tzlecha shal pleitin? So pleitin is a certain type of oil. It's an oil that smells good. Megula recha noidev, mechusa ein recha noidev. The reason is because if the Talmud Chacham is megula, he exposes himself. Rashi says, meaning when he teaches Torah to Talmidim, then recha noidev. Rashi says, yetzei loy shame. Then people are going to know about him. But if it's mechusa, if he doesn't teach Torah, then ein recha noidev. Then he can't shear. Meaning he's all for himself. If somebody teaches Torah, things that technically should have been hidden from him, miskalalei, suddenly become revealed to him. Shenemar, it says, alumois ahe vucha. Karibei alumois. Alumois is miloshon
alum, it's hidden. So if somebody teaches Torah, he gets a special siyata d'shmaya that he knows things that maybe otherwise he wouldn't have known. V'lo yoyit, elosh malach hamavis ayavoy. He becomes good with the malach hamavis. Shenemar alomois ahevucha karibei almavis. This is a play on words. Alomois almavis. He has some shlita on mavis because he comes good with the malach hamavis. V'lo yoyit, elosh neichel shnei alomois. He yarshins two alomois. What are the two alomois? Echad oilam hazev, echad oilam haba. Shenemar alomois karibei. And some speak out that the chiddush is not that he gets olam haba. Why would you think if someone teaches Torah, if someone learns Torah, he gets olam haba? Why, if he teaches Torah, should he not get olam haba? The chiddush is that he even gets olam haza. But either way, so a fascinating gemara. We can speak out some drush here, but we have a lot to do. Zok the mishnah vayter. So there's really three mishnayos that we're going to learn that discuss these halachas of Oivdei Kechavim. The first one was the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and that discussed Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim Asurin V'Isurin Isra Hanah. This next Mishnah discusses Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that are Isurin V'Ein Isurin Isra Hanah. So they're only also Achila or Shtia, but they're not also Hanah. And then the last Mishnah is going to be the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and maybe the most interesting, V'Elu Mutarim V'Achila. Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that maybe you would have thought is aser, but is really mutter. Either way, in terms of halacha l'maisa, there's so much here. So there's so many sugyas in Shas, if you were going to sit down and over to Chavrusa, spend this man in yeshiva, that ground zero, the starting point would be this Mishnah that we're about to learn. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu dvarim shaloyv dekechavim asurin, ve'en isurin iser hanah. So the following things, if they're associated with a guy, aser. Number one, chalav. Chalav akum is aser. But shecholvoy oivei kechavim, this is a very important caveat. It's only true if the milk was milked by a goy, ve'en yisrael re'eo, and there's no yid watching. The Mishnah is going to say in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that if a yid is watching while the milk or while the cow is being milked, then even though a goy milked it, it's going to be okay, which is of course the basis for Rav Moshe's famous Heter Nigris Moshe, the Cholov companies Bizman Hazet. But we'll get to that at the end of the week. So number one, Cholov Shecholvoy Oivei Kechavim Ve'en Yisrael Re'eh. Number two, Vahapas, bread. Vahashemen, oil. Rebbe says the Mishnah Ubeis Dina Hitiru Hashemen. Even though Shemen previously had been Aser, but Rebbe in his Bezdin years later came and he was Matah Shemen. How are you allowed to do that? That's the Gemara's kasha on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says Yisoidis Neflaim to answer that kasha. So three things: Cholav Akum is Aser, Pas Akum is Aser, Shemen Akum was Aser, not anymore. Vahashlokos Bishol Akum is Aser. Ukvashim Shedarkan Losis Latoichan Yain V'Chaimitz. Things that they used to soak in different types of liquids. We'll see more about that. Vetir, yes, true for a certain type of fish. Vetir She'emba Daga Kilbis. Brine that doesn't have in it Daga Kilbis. So if the brine has in it Daga Kilbis, it's kosher. If it didn't have this fish called Kilbis, it's going to be a problem. Shetetas by swimming in it. Vahachilik. So chilik we had in yesterday's daf. Chilik was a certain tafshel that when the Moichim used to sell it, sometimes there was a mixture in it of fish that wasn't kosher. It was very hard to identify it. Therefore, the Chum said it's always going to be awesome. Veha koirit shel chiltis. So that's a very spicy vegetable that was cut, presumably using a non-kosher knife. So you run into blias of davar charif and the knife. So that sets its own, it poses its own set of issues. Umelech slak kudendis, a certain type of salt. Bottom line is, areilu asurin, ve'eni surin isra anas. In terms of halacha l'maisa, you have cholav akum in this Mishnah, you have pas akum in this Mishnah, you have bishol akum in this Mishnah, there's other halachas as well. Either way, first Gemara, cholav. Why should Cholav Akum be Aser? Zok the Gemara. Are you worried that maybe the milk that the guy is giving you is not really from a kosher animal? Maybe it's from a pig. Maybe it's from a dog. Maybe it's from a non-kosher animal. The Gemara says, no way. We know that Tahir Chiver Tamei Yarek, the colors of kosher milk and non-kosher milk are different. Kosher milk is white. Of a tummy, it's yarek. It's green, it's yellow, it's not a perfect white. V'i misho meruve. Maybe you're not worried that the glass of milk came directly from a chazer. But maybe you're worried there's a taruva. There's a little bit of non-kosher milk inside. But the Gemara says there's a good way to figure it out. Nekum, why don't you try to make cheese out of it? Amar, cholav tar. Oh, you made cholav tummy any oy, but you can't make cheese from a non-kosher animal. It's milk. So if you can't make cheese from a non-kosher animal's milk, go make cheese. So the Gemara says you're right. Either kabay likvina, if this person
has this milk because he wants cheese. Hachinami. Hachinami. The Gabay Lekim, he's using it as a damper. He's putting it in his coffee. He wants to eat cereal with it. I don't know. He's using it for something else. He doesn't want to make cheese. Yeah, it's very nice. If he wants to make cheese, there's a good way to find out. But what if he just wants the milk? So, but the Gemara says it's still an eitz. Vinishkom in eikali. Just take a little bit. No. Take a look. Why the Chum had to say Cholav Akum is also? There's a way out. There's a way to know for sure whether you're having a little bit of a taruvah. Take a little bit out. Try to make cheese. So says the Gemara, it doesn't work. You know why? Because Kivin the Betar, Nami Ikenes Yuvi, the Lekaimi, Lekam Aleka Lod Milsa. When you make cheese, not all the milk turns into cheese. Part of the milk turns into cheese, but part of it doesn't. The part that doesn't, it's called whey, W-H-E-Y. So the whey doesn't turn into cheese. So being that there's a part of it that doesn't turn into cheese, there has to be a concern that maybe there was really a taruvas of chalav tameh, and the chalav tameh is inside, the chalav tameh is inside the whey, and what's you're going to have a problem. Now, Rashi says, and the way he explains the Mishnah, that according to this teretz, and a chanami, the gvina would be mutter. I mean, the Gemara seems to be okay that the gvina is mutter. What the Gemara is just saying is that, meaning if you bought chalav akum and you made gvina, that would be okay. But chalav akum is still problematic because if you don't turn it into cheese, maybe there's a taruvus. And even if you turned it into cheese, the chalav that you're left with could be, would have a taruvus in it. But if you made it into cheese, it could be there's no issue. Because the whole issue of chalav would be, what's the issue of chalav? That maybe there's a taruvus. Once you turn it into cheese, there's no taruvus. Now, had you bought it as cheese, you'd have all the problems that we had in the previous Gemara. He didn't buy it as cheese. They didn't smear it with chazer. There's no chaymitz. You're the one that was maimed it yourself. So all the issues that you had, arkevis nevela, sraf arla, those things aren't a problem. What's a problem is maybe there's a taruvus, the cheese itself. There's no issue. The iba yisema, that's the iba yisema according to Rashi. Afilu tema the kabayla ligvina, ikat the kaybeni atvi. That, no, chalav for sure is going to be awesome. Rashi said, explains the Gemara, and this Iba Yisema, the cheese itself would also be a problem because the cheese has in it holes, right? The grooves in the cheese, and it could be a little bit of the whey got in, which is not a problem. But if you chayish that there's a taruvus of Cholav Tameh with the whey, then it would be a problem. The bottom line is, that's why you're going to have an issue. So again, you're right. Technically, you can turn it into cheese. But that would only help the cheese, according to one Iba Yisema in the Gemara. According to the second Iba Yisema, it wouldn't even help the cheese. But the chalav itself is for sure going to be off limits, because the chalav, definitely, you have to be concerned, hasn't it, a taruvus of chalav tamei. So why is chalav akum aser? Because you're worried that there may be a taruvus of chalav tamei. So why, if it's chalav Yisrael, is it mutter? So that's really the Gemara and Aflam Ates on the days, and the ikr sugya of chalav Akum and Chol of Companies and Chol of Stam is really when the Gemara talks not about the Chol of Akum that's Aser, but it's really more in the Gemara that talks about the Chol of Akum that's Mutter. That's the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Either way, this next Gemara is a classic. It's a classic Gemara, and it's also a very, very important Gemara in terms of Halacha L'Maaseh. So we'll just learn the Gemara today, and we'll get into the Reid of Yetz Hashem tomorrow. That pass. So a pass, Akum is something that's Aser as well. Omrav Kan, Omrav Yechanon, pass loy hutra bebezne. So the Mishnah said that the Chachamim said Cholav Akum is Aser. If it was Cholvoy Oivet Kechavim Ve'en Yisro Reyeu, Pas Akum is Aser and Shemen Akum is Aser. And then the Mishnah said Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi Heitiro HaShemen. That Rebbe, at some point, he overruled the Gzeira on Shemen and he said that no, Shemen Akum is going to be Mutas. So Rav Kahana said in the name Rebbe Yoichanon, Pas Lehutra Vebesed. That even though the Mishnah says that Rebbe was Matar Shemen, but Rebbe wasn't Matar Pas. Says the Gemara, Michal Deikaman the Shari. It sounds like somebody must hold that Rebbe was Matar Pas. Because if nobody holds Rebbe was Matar Pas, why would Rebbe Yechan have to say it? The Mishnah says Rebbe was Matar Shemen. So why are we all? Because he was Matar Shemen, he was Matar Pas. He didn't say it about Cholov. So obviously, there must be some opinion, somebody was spreading rumors, that Rebbe was Matar Pas. And for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan felt that he had to get up in Bezdin and make it very clear, Kol Kaira Pashkevil, and that no, Pas Loi Hutra Bezdin. So where did this rumor start from? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the rest of the story. Chiyos Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, he says, I'm going to tell you a Maisa Shahoya Kachoy, I'll tell you a story that they say over in Eretz Yisrael. Pa Machas Yotzer Rebbe Lasad. Rebbe once went to the field. The Hevi Oivik Echavim Bafon of Paspurni. And an Oivik Echavim brought him bread. Ma Feisoz, a nice piece of bread. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Kamen no Pazu. Ah, what a, this bread looks gewaldig. Ma Ro Chachavim Lo Yisrael. Why did the Chachavim make it awesome?
The Gemara says, Ma ro chachamim, why the chachamim make pas asa mishum chasnos? The Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf lamed vama mebeis, probably the most well-known Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that the reason pas akum is asa is for the same reason yayin and shemin is asa, because we were worried that you're going to get too close to the oivdik chachamim, the next thing you know, you're going to become mechatunim with them. You're going to marry into them. Everyone knows why pas akum is asa. Hello. No. What Rebbe said was, Ma ro chachamim la isra besod, why the chachamim say it's asa in a sod? I understand you shouldn't go into a restaurant in a city, in a populated area, and eat bread. That could bring the chasnas. But you're in a sada? What chasnas are you going to get in a sada? So if there's no chasnas in a sada, Rashi says it's a krei ba'alma, it's milsa de leishchicha. Why the chachamim make it us in the field? So Rebbe's out in the field, and Rebbe sees an oivik kechavim that has bread, and he says, wow, what a kamen noe pazu. Ma ro chachamim la oisra. Maro chachamim la isra besod. Now the oilam was there. Kesurim am the thought hit the Rebbe a pass. The Rebbe actually was saying, not it doesn't make sense why the chachamim didn't asr sada, or why the chachamim asr sada. He was taking it a step further. He was saying, you know what? I think it should be mutter. And Rebbe was overruling the original gzeira, and he was being matter pass. Al kopanu besada, but v'lohi Rebbe lo hitra sapas. That's not what Rebbe was saying. Rebbe was just remarking that I don't understand why the chachamim asur pas besada. But now the chachamim asur pas besada, pas is going to be asur besada. Either way, that was the origin of the rumor. The rumor came from Rebbe's comment that he once made that ma ro chachamim lo isra besada kesvur na'am. The oilam thought that Rebbe was matter pas over chachamim besada. They started spreading rumors. Rabbi Yochanan had to get up in Beis Medrash and he had to say that pas lo yhutra bebez. It's not true. Rabbi Yosef v'tamer Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda amar loy kachay ma'is. That's not the story. The story went a little different. Rabbi once went to a place. The Rav passed Ochel Talmidim. The Oilam was very hungry. There was no food. They didn't have bread. Oh, my Rabbi said, "Ain kan palter? Is there no baker?" Now they were in a non-Jewish area. The place, there wasn't a Heimish place that they were in. Kesfur na'av, so the Oilam thought, "What do you mean? What, Rabbi's looking for a palter? Rabbi's looking for a baker? Probably he's looking for a palter evik echavim. Oh, Rabbi probably was matter bread of an evik echavim." Not any of a palter that came from a baker. That's what caused the rumor. But the truth is, it was a mistake. It was only a rumor. Because Vahu Layomer Ella Palti Israel, he wasn't looking for a baker that was a guy. He was looking for a yid. They thought, well, we're going to find a Jewish baker over here. But no, that's really what he was looking for. He was looking for a Jewish baker. But in reality, Rebbe was never matter. He wasn't matter pas akum besoda, like in the first rumor. He wasn't matter the pass of a palter over kechavim, like in the second rumor. Rather, it's like Rav Kahana says right in the beginning of the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, pas lo yhutra bebezden. So, if you have to halt cup in this Gemara, it's a very important Gemara. It's going to be very important to raid tomorrow's daf. So, what happened? Rabbi Yochanan said that even though there were rumors floating around that Rebbe, just like he was matter shem and he was also matter pas, it was because of master shahoyas, kachoyas, it's all a mistake. Rebbe was never matter nothing. He wasn't matter pas besoda, where it's akrei balma. He wasn't matter pas palter of an oivik echavim. Rebbe was not matter anything. Now, let's try to understand this next Gemara. Rav Chelboy said, afilu lamanda amr palter oivik echavim, even according to the Mandama that holds that palter oivik echavim's passes mutter, that you let it eat the bread of a baker that's a guy. You're only allowed to eat it if there's no Jewish baker. But let's say there's a Jewish baker, you have to eat his bread. And you're not allowed to eat the palter of oivik echavim. Rabbi Yechanan said something else. Afilu lemandama palter oivik echavim, even according to the Mandama that holds, you're allowed to eat from the bread of an oivik echavim. It's only true besada. But in the city, not mishum chasnos, because of chasnos. Suck the Gemara that Rav Chelboy and Rabbi Yochanan both said that even according to the Mandama that holds that Rebbe was matter pas, that it's okay to eat bread of a palter over kechavim, but each one presented his own caveat. There's asterisks. Rav Chelboy said it has to be b'mokin that there's no pas palter Yisrael, but if there's pas palter Yisrael, then it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan said it's even if. It's only if it's besada, not if it's be'er. Now, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara said this was all a rumor. Nobody, it's a mistake. Rebbe was never matter pas akum. He wasn't matter pas akum besada. He wasn't matter pas palter. He wasn't matter anybody. So how could Rabbi Chelboy and Rabbi the same Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, that said pas lo yhutra bebezden, they're commenting now on this. Who's this man da'omar? The rumor? Who's the man da'omar? It's a pella of the Gemara. All the Rishonim asked the Kasha. It's a pella of this Gemara. This Gemara is one of the bases to the idea that Pas Palter today is mutter. Again, given certain circumstances, but we'll go through the halachas of Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. But the bottom line is, what's going on here? You start off, the first half of Gemara made it very, very clear. There was a rumor based on a story where people just, they completely botched the story. There was a rumor that had spread that Rebbe, maybe given certain circumstances, saw that Palter was mater Pas Akro. But Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a rumor, it's a mistake. He was never matter. Loy hoch rebezen. And now we have a whole machloikas amayroi. Kev, a ganze shtickle toiro here. According to the man bama that holds, that it's mutter, it's only besada, it's not peir, it's only if this leka pas palti Yisrael. Not if there is pas palti Yisrael, who's there is no such man amar. This man da Omar is not real. So lechur, if it's not real, how do you understand Pashim Shana in this Gemara? Vaita, Eve have a menachas v'achol pasa be'mitri. Eve was once eating bread at the border. It was like right by the end of the city, right by the Sada. Amalu Rav, v'yitem Rav Nachar, v'yisach lo'y t'shtoy b'hadei Eve. Don't talk to Eve, you're learning. T'ka'ocha lach madar moy. The reason is because he eats bread from a mar moy, and being that he eats bread from an armoy, it's for that reason you shouldn't eat. A little bit more Gemara. V'ashem and shalom. The Mishnah mentioned shemen. Mishnah also said Shemin was Aser b'achila, not Aser b'anah, but Rebbe and his Bezdin, they came later and they were Matir Shemin. I will start with that tomorrow.